Hey everybody, and welcome to tonight's show with your host Liam Burke. You're listening to Pod Media. It's the 10th February 2005. Before I continue, I'd just like to mention that I'm going to play some music in tonight's show. I'm using MaxCast Live. I paid for it. It was €32. There's a special offer to start. There's $20 off price, so it was $59 I got for $39, which is €32. So I've just been testing it tonight, even though I bought it 3 days ago. It's pretty good. It gives you a login, so you can log in and you can actually download as much as you want. So when I move back to my old computer, when this one moves away, I can install it in that computer. No problemo. And hopefully it should be version 1.0 at this point. Because there is a few problems with this. It does cause a few errors when you move the button over the clip icon up and down. It causes problems and you have to close it or continue, but you can't really hear it as good as usual. So hopefully this is sounding okay. I'm just going to play a song and take a break. It's called Dirtbag by Brad Sucks. You can find out more about Brad at bradsucks.net. So have a visit to his website and listen to the rest of his songs and maybe download them. So here's Brad. That's Brad Sucks over at bradsucks.net. If you'd like to send that, take a visit over, maybe donate a few quid, because it doesn't make any money from it. It's non-IRAA, so it's totally legal to play. If you want to add it to your podcast, or just play it on your MP3 player. Also in the news today, in USA Today, there's a feature on podcasting, specifically Don Drew. Interesting article, have a read of it. Just pop along to dondrew.com. And you'll get the link from there. Just click on the images. Also, I noticed a problem with my RSS feed. Something that I didn't realize until tonight, because I never subscribed to my feed, so I don't know if there's a problem. But I use NIMP, NIMIQ.NL. It's the website. So you can download it from there if you want to use a different podcaster. If you're using an iPod and you're having a problem downloading stuff, so I'm having a problem. I realized that when I actually subscribed and asked it to download stuff, it was actually downloading images. And then I realized that when I was doing blog posts, that I was putting images as enclosures without knowing it. So I had to change that. And in my current RSS feed, all the images are taken out, so now you just get content. So hopefully you'll be getting this podcast by tomorrow morning, because it's 1 a.m. here. So you're probably listening to it, say, in the morning, in the afternoon, or maybe tomorrow night. But content is still fresh. That's the ideal thing about podcasting. Sometimes you can have content for each day of the week, and it relates to other things, and you have to actually download it the next day. But with this stuff, it's fairly okay content. I can listen to that and not feel, oh, this age is old. Why doesn't he have a new podcast? So also over at slapcast.com, it's a new website. It's like much like openpodcast.org, except more set up, and there's a login area, and you can actually sign up for $5 each month for unlimited bandwidth, which is really good. It's really good if you're on your own blog, like Blogger or like a Blogspot, or even LiveJournal, or if you're using Blogsome like I am. You've no storage space for MP3, so you have to store them somewhere else and link to them. So it could be a good idea. They give you actually 3 free messages at the start. So it's a pretty good service, and try it out. So this is just a test from Mixcast Lab. You can find out more about Mixcast Live over at mixcastlive.com. And maybe give it a go. It's a perfect podcast application, and hopefully it sounds okay. So I'm just going to wrap it up there. Just gone past 8 minutes, so I'll have OPM show notes for this, hopefully, and I will talk to you again maybe on Friday.